Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Barbara. Mars in Ardra, first house, lord of 6th and 11th. Barbara's Mars in Ardra in the first house defines her immediate personality with raw power, analytical drive, and transformative logic. As the ruler of both the 6th, conflict, service, discipline, and 11th houses, gains, networks, visions, Mars weaves her personal identity with an almost combative clarity. Ardra's symbolism, linked to storms, tears, and emotional purification, channels a relentless energy into Barbara's body and mind. She may often be perceived as intense, sharply observant, and capable of seeing through facades. Mars here gives her a naturally competitive mindset and quick reactions. She takes a strategic approach to solving problems and has a tendency to confront emotional and interpersonal turbulence head-on. The Ardra placement adds intellectual grit and a penchant for crisis-driven clarity. She is likely someone who can endure and even thrive in emotional or professional storms, turning chaos into practical transformation. As Lord of the Sixth House in the First, Mars brings a karmic pull towards service, healing, and confronting hidden emotional turmoil, both her own and others. As 11th Lord, it energizes her towards social reform, innovation, and initiating emotionally charged yet visionary goals. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Mars in Ardra, powerful internal aggression needs athletic or intellectual outlets. Technically brilliant and innovative under pressure. Strong karmic ties with siblings or peer conflict. Martial drive used to face emotional storms with logical sharpness. Potential for addiction, extreme energy, or physical burnouts if unbalanced. Mars in Ardra in the first house gives Barbara a forceful presence, commanding respect, unafraid of crisis, and naturally positioned to use her logic in healing, leadership, or reform. When she channels this force into disciplined action and emotional integration, she can achieve not only personal breakthroughs, but also become a bold catalyst for others. Ultimately, Mars in Ardra blesses Barbara with logic-powered resilience, a transformative presence, and strategic brilliance, empowering her to transmute conflict into innovation and to navigate the emotional chaos of life with fierce clarity, courage, and purpose. Moon in Mrigashira, first house, lord of second. Moon in Mrigashira in Barbara's first house creates a sensitive, curious, and emotionally perceptive personality. As the lord of the second house, the moon governs her values, voice, speech, and emotional attachments to family and self-worth. Positioned in the first house, this moon becomes central to her identity. Her moods are visible, her emotions often expressed through facial expressions, tone of voice, and subtle movements. She may appear emotionally youthful, inquisitive, and mentally agile. Mrigashira, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the deer's head, lends the moon a quality of constant searching, emotionally and intellectually. Barbara likely has an internal restlessness, a desire to understand feelings through dialogue, exploration, or movement. She may struggle with emotional constancy early in life, but grows into her emotions through patterns of reflection, conversation, and gentle witnessing. As second lord in the first, the moon ties her self-worth to her voice and emotional presence. She may be particularly expressive in speech, with an emotionally rich tone, and often uses her words to seek emotional grounding or validation. Her value system is emotionally intuitive, not fixed. What she values shifts depending on her emotional climate. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra's insights for moon in Mrigashira, emotional intelligence is tied to observation and constant inner movement. Needs emotional variety and soft communication to feel secure. Karmic tendencies to nurture through voice, poetry, or storytelling. Emotional memory tied to fragmented or nomadic family dynamics. Can become overwhelmed by emotional noise without grounding rituals. Emotional highs arise when Barbara allows herself to explore emotion without clinging, through writing, travel, relationships that allow space, and expressive outlets. Lows appear when emotional expectations are unmet, or when she feels boxed into roles that don't allow her emotional style to breathe. Ultimately, Moon in Mrigashira blesses Barbara with a tender, intellectually attuned, and emotionally seeking nature, empowering her to transmute sensitivity into gentle wisdom and to find fulfillment through emotional exploration, expressive clarity, and emotionally intelligent self-understanding. Mercury in Pushia, second house, lord of first and fourth. Mercury in Pushia in Barbara's second house brings a calm, nurturing, and spiritually guided intellect to her speech, value system, and early emotional foundations. As the lord of both the first house, self-identity, and fourth house, inner peace, home, and mother, Mercury plays a central role in defining how she speaks, thinks, and processes emotion intellectually. Positioned in the second house of voice and values, this Mercury gives her a thoughtful and emotionally refined way of speaking, often protective, wise, and reassuring. Pushia, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the nourishing udder of a cow, is the most spiritually favored nakshatra for growth through service and humility. Mercury here imparts Barbara with a voice that carries care, subtle discipline, and quiet strength. She may instinctively use speech to soothe or to stabilize those around her. Her intellect is not flashy. It is quietly devotional and often aligned with traditional knowledge, family values, or spiritual language. As First Lord in the Second, her very identity is tied to how she expresses her thoughts and how she upholds her personal values. As Fourth Lord, this Mercury reveals that her emotional comfort is linked to communication. She finds peace in thoughtful conversations, writing, or collecting knowledge that feels emotionally meaningful. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras, insights for Mercury in Pushia. Nurturing speaker, often acts as a moral or emotional anchor. Highly protective of personal and familial values. Gifted in teaching, writing, or healing through traditional wisdom. Prefers emotional safety in communication over debate or confrontation. Karmic link to caregiving roles involving knowledge, speech, or emotional support. Intellectual and emotional highs come when Barbara aligns her words with purpose, using her intelligence to care, comfort, and guide others. Lows may arise when she suppresses her true thoughts for the sake of peace, or when she feels intellectually isolated in emotionally unsupportive environments. Ultimately, Mercury in Pushia blesses Barbara with a nurturing, emotionally balanced, and spiritually attuned intellect, empowering her to transmute speech into nourishment and to find fulfillment through thoughtful expression, ancestral values, and heartfelt communication. Jupiter in Ashlesha, second house, lord of 7th and 10th. Jupiter in Ashlesha in Barbara's second house gives her a deeply intuitive, emotionally complex, and karmically wise sense of values, speech, and family alignment. As lord of both the 7th house, relationships, contracts, and 10th house, career, public life, Jupiter governs major areas of outer connection, tying her professional and relational life to how she thinks, speaks, and upholds values. With Ashlesha's serpentine energy, this Jupiter weaves emotional intelligence with strategic insight, making Barbara's wisdom emotionally layered and often psychologically healing. Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the entwining serpent, brings themes of transformation, emotional cunning, and ancestral depth. Jupiter here doesn't just teach, it hypnotizes. Barbara's words may carry a magnetic charge. Her speech may shift from nurturing to penetrating, depending on context. She has the capacity to speak with great depth, heal through language, and influence others emotionally without being overt. As Seventh Lord, Jupiter links relationships to values. She seeks depth and intellectual connection in partnerships and may draw partners who are emotionally intense or psychologically transformative. As 10th Lord, her public identity is shaped by emotional clarity or mystery. Her career path may involve teaching, emotional strategy, psychology, or anything requiring influence through insight. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras, insights for Jupiter and Ashlesha. Wisdom expressed through emotionally charged speech or writing. Karmic link to healers, counselors, or spiritual teachers with emotional depth. Tendency to attract karmic partners or clients with unresolved emotional history. Potential to teach or lead in subtle, emotionally sophisticated environments. Can struggle with emotional boundaries if wisdom is given without discernment. Emotional and vocational highs arise when Barbara channels her depth into healing, influence, or relational guidance, especially when her values are aligned with her emotional intuition. Lows may emerge when emotional entanglements cloud clarity or when she suppresses her truth to maintain control or protect others. Ultimately, Jupiter in Ashlesha blesses Barbara with an emotionally wise, verbally gifted, and relationally transformative intelligence, empowering her to transmute emotional complexity into deep guidance, and to find fulfillment by expressing inner truths that liberate both herself and others. Venus in Ashlesha, second house, Lord of 5th and 12th. Venus in Ashlesha in Barbara's second house infuses her speech, aesthetic sense, and emotional attachments with sensuality, subtle emotional magnetism, and karmic intensity. As the Lord of the 5th house, creativity, romance, intelligence, and the 12th house, spirituality, dreams, losses, Venus governs both personal joy and transcendent longing. Its placement in the second house shows that Barbara expresses beauty, affection, and creative intelligence most clearly through her voice, values, and emotional resonance with family or legacy. Ashlesha, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the coiled serpent, represents deep emotional entanglement, hypnotic attraction, and ancestral karma. Venus here gives Barbara a deeply enchanting way of speaking or presenting herself. Her aesthetic preferences may lean toward the mysterious, symbolic, or emotionally evocative, whether in art, relationships, or values. She may possess an instinctive ability to magnetize attention through subtle emotional cues. As Fifth Lord, Venus makes her creativity emotionally layered. Romance may be all-consuming, and artistic expression could carry a spiritual or psychological depth. As 12th Lord, it suggests a strong draw toward private or spiritual love, distant unions, or artistic escapes that help her dissolve emotional tension. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Venus and Ashlesha, creative power emerges from emotional depth and karmic memory, romantic patterns tied to psychological healing or hidden desires. Aesthetic tastes may involve symbolism, mysticism, or dreamlike beauty. Karmic pull toward emotionally intense or spiritually transformative relationships. Potential challenges with emotional boundaries or seductive patterns. Emotional and artistic highs arise when Barbara channels this emotional complexity into healing love, sacred art, or emotionally intelligent storytelling. Lows emerge when emotional secrecy, possessiveness, or escapism clouds clarity in values or relationships. Ultimately, Venus in Ashlesha blesses Barbara with a rich, emotionally hypnotic, and spiritually sensitive aesthetic nature, empowering her to transmute emotional depth into beauty and to find fulfillment through creative intimacy, mystical expression, and emotionally rooted connection to her voice and values. Sun in Maga, third house, Lord of Third. Sun in Maga in Barbara's third house creates a powerful, self-assured communicator whose words carry authority, ancestral pride, and a deep sense of inner sovereignty. As the Lord of the third house itself, the Sun reinforces themes of courage, self-expression, and initiative, making her a bold thinker and speaker who doesn't shy away from taking the lead in conversations, writing, or intellectual pursuits. Maga, ruled by Ketu and symbolized by the royal throne, emphasizes lineage, dignity, and responsibility to one's spiritual or familial heritage. The Sun here gives Barbara a commanding voice. She may speak with natural confidence and a subtle air of authority, often drawing others' attention even without trying. There's a deep-rooted connection to legacy, and she may feel called to uphold or refine traditions through her communication. Being both occupant and ruler of the third house, this Sun heightens Barbara's ability to lead through thought. She may be particularly gifted in teaching, storytelling, or organizing knowledge with a regal tone. This placement can also bring pride in her intellect and a strong desire to be heard and respected for her ideas. Drawing from the planets in nakshatras, insights for Sun in Maga, voice carries ancestral power and karmic memory of leadership roles, karmic tie to royal, priestly, or teaching lineages, gifted in inspiring others through clarity, pride, and conviction in speech, tendency to identify with ideas or personal truths as a source of identity, lessons around balancing ego with humility in communication. Intellectual and expressive highs arise when Barbara shares wisdom with sincerity and pride rooted in service, not dominance. Lows appear when her voice feels ignored or when pride leads to fixed thinking or defensiveness. Ultimately, Sun in Maga blesses Barbara with a bold, dignified, and legacy-driven communication style, empowering her to transmute ancestral pride into impactful speech and to find fulfillment by using her voice to inspire, organize, and carry forward noble truths. Rahu in Purva Falguni, third house, Lord of Ninth. Rahu in Purva Falguni in Barbara's third house brings a charismatic, expressive, and karmically charged communication style with an underlying hunger for creative freedom, intellectual charm, and recognition through speech or writing. As the functional lord of the ninth house, via dispositor Venus, Rahu links her belief systems, higher learning, and Dharma to how she thinks, speaks, and initiates connection. This placement suggests that her voice carries destiny. She's meant to challenge old paradigms through fresh, captivating self-expression. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus and symbolized by the front legs of a bed, is associated with relaxation, creativity, sensuality, and partnership. Rahu here amplifies these themes dramatically. Barbara may possess a captivating tone, strong artistic or literary instincts, and a flirtatious or magnetic mental presence. There's often an innate theatricality to how she communicates, and she may be naturally drawn to writing, media, drama, or storytelling with emotional and aesthetic flair. As Ninth Lord, this Rahu makes her worldview expressive and non-traditional. She may resist inherited dogma and instead build her personal philosophy through storytelling, relationships, and experiences that validate joy, art, and emotional authenticity. Her learning style is intuitive, creative, and fueled by passion rather than discipline. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights for Rahu and Purva Falguni, karmic draw toward emotionally resonant communication may gain recognition through artistic writing, media, or magnetic speech. Spiritual beliefs rooted in sensual wisdom, not rigid doctrine. Challenges around attachment to fame, charm, or being adored for one's words. Learning path involves emotional sovereignty and value-based self-expression. Emotional and intellectual highs arise when Barbara allows her expressive gifts to be a vehicle for joy and meaning, when her words uplift, seduce, or awaken others. Lows occur when her identity becomes too entangled with needing external praise or when emotional excess overshadows clarity. Ultimately, Rahu and Purva Falguni blesses Barbara with a luminous lap, expressive and creatively charged communication style, empowering her to transmute artistic desire into inspiring dialogue and to find fulfillment through beautiful truth-telling, emotionally intelligent speech, and soul-guided self-expression. Saturn and Purva Falguni, third house, Lord of 8th and 9th. Saturn in Purva Falguni in Barbara's third house lends structure, karmic restraint, and a matured voice to her communication, writing, and interpersonal courage. As the lord of both the 8th house, transformation, hidden depth, emotional entanglement, and the 9th house, beliefs, dharma, higher wisdom, Saturn governs some of the most intense and defining aspects of her karmic path. Its placement in the House of Expression suggests that Barbara's communication style is deliberate, disciplined, and emotionally layered, with much of her wisdom earned through inner work and life experience. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus and symbolized by the front legs of a resting bed, carries themes of love, beauty, indulgence, and creative ease. Saturn here modifies this with realism. Beauty is earned, joy is worked for, and expression is often filtered through patience. Barbara's words carry weight, and though her tone may be soft or pleasant, the wisdom behind it is serious, tried, and often shaped by inner tests. As Eighth Lord, Saturn in the Third suggests emotional or psychological intensity in how she processes and communicates. Her writing or speaking may have a therapeutic, investigative, or healing edge. As Ninth Lord, her sense of truth comes not from inspiration alone, but from consistent inquiry and principled exploration of beliefs. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Saturn in Purva Falguni, karmic task of balancing joy with discipline and self-expression, natural guide or teacher of others through emotionally grounded speech. May experience early suppression of voice, followed by late-blooming communication strength. Belief systems shaped through long-term experience rather than charisma. Challenge of reconciling the desire to enjoy with the need to serve or uphold duty. Intellectual and emotional highs emerge when Barbara uses her voice in service of justice, healing, or teaching, especially when that voice is both beautiful and anchored. Lows appear when fear of imperfection silences her, or when duty feels like it overwhelms pleasure. Ultimately, Saturn in Purva Falguni blesses Barbara with a wise, emotionally grounded, and karmically seasoned communication style, empowering her to transmute emotional complexity into mature expression and to find fulfillment by bringing joy and truth into harmony through speech and writing. Ketu and Shatabisha, ninth house, Lord of Sixth. Ketu and Shatabisha in Barbara's ninth house places her spiritual journey and belief system under the influence of deep karmic detachment, inner healing, and mystic perception. As the functional lord of the sixth house via dispositor Rahu, Ketu here links themes of service, struggle, and daily duty to her path of higher wisdom and spiritual philosophy. Her approach to truth, ethics, and learning is unconventional, marked by a quiet rejection of dogma and a soul-level need for emotional and intellectual healing beyond logic. Shatabisha, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the Circle of 100 Healers, is associated with secrecy, solitude, healing crises, and access to hidden spiritual realms. Ketu in this nakshatra sharpens Barbara's intuitive perception of spiritual paradoxes. She may resist traditional religious structures and instead gravitate toward healing systems, astrology, or metaphysical study. Her beliefs are often formed through isolation, loss, or disillusionment, and later crystallized into deeply personal insight. As Sixth Lord, this Ketu can bring karmic purification through work or health-related challenges, which then act as catalysts for her philosophical or spiritual breakthroughs. She may be called to serve others in quiet, often invisible ways, through energy work, spiritual guidance, or emotional detoxification. Drawing from the planets and nakshatras' insights for Ketu and Shatabisha, innate disinterest in formal religious structures seeks truth through direct mystical experience. Karmic healer archetype, especially in crises of belief or identity. Solitude as a spiritual teacher may withdraw periodically to realign spiritually. Drawn to mental healing systems, astrology, counseling, dream work, or soul retrieval. Lessons around emotional detachment from needing spiritual validation or approval. Spiritual and emotional highs arise when Barbara surrenders to her inner knowing and accepts that her path is not meant to look conventional. Lows may occur when she feels disconnected from mentors, misunderstood in belief circles, or overwhelmed by the emotional cost of healing others. Ultimately, Ketu and Shatabisha blesses Barbara with a mystically detached, soul-healing, and spiritually sovereign path, empowering her to transmute confusion into clarity and to find fulfillment through quiet service, deep inner knowing, and emotionally intelligent wisdom beyond form.